I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Report in a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Yes, it's Friday, bitches. Thank F above.
Yeah, I was a day behind, man.
I thought it was Thursday?
I thought today was going to be Thursday yesterday.
What a nice surprise.
It was. It was good.
Yeah.
Bonus Friday.
Bonus Friday. Like, I was like, oh my God, it has been a week.
Yes, it has.
Yeah.
It has indeed. It is Dave and Chuck the Freak, and thank you for being with us here. I'm very impressed that Chuck and Andy and James all made it in, because there is a new episode of The Mandalorian that was just released on Disney Plus. I thought, well, one of them may decide not to be with us today.
I considered it, but I enjoyed receiving a paycheck on a regular basis. So.
Yeah,
I came very close to taking a personal day.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about it until I was on the can this morning scrolling through Twitter and like, chapter two. I was like, oh,
that's something to look forward to later.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
Yeah, I almost didn't come in just for different reasons. The first step I took into the world today.
Into the world.
Into the world.
And just outside into the world. It was like my very first step.
Andy's walking.
I bit it, dude. And all 276 pounds of me just came crashing down on my elbow. And I just laid there, dude.
Oh, no. Andy
at 5:20, I was like, yeah, this is fine.
This is fine. I'll just
I'm
stay
like,
here,
this is fine. And then I'm going and getting the news. It was like an extreme awakening. And, like, I'm, like, at an age, I think, now where, like, anything that's different, I can't even take anymore.
Yeah.
Like, usually, Dave's never patrolling the hallways looking for something. Well,
he's
today,
in his office.
He's lost something, so he's looking for it. And I didn't know he was out there. And I go to step out of my office, and I scared him. And Dave made a noise as the ceiling.
Yes.
While being electrocuted.
Yes.
Can I say what happened?
That's the Dave.
You do that a lot, Dave.
Yeah, that's the
I'm
Dave.
I'm jumpy.
I am jumpy. I'm jumpy
it's
early.
Your dad,
my dad scared the hell out of me as a kid. And I'm jumpy. I'm a jumpy person.
Yeah.
It's very jumpy. My dad used to hide under my bed and grab my leg. He'd hide in the stairs to the basement and grab my foot. So, I'm prepared to be scared. So what happened is I lost a part of my keychain, the key fob that gets us in the door. So I was walking through the hallway looking for it. Honestly, I glanced into Andy's office and I didn't see him there. I thought he was down here.
Yeah. I think I was wearing my black hoodie. So it's like,
it's darkest night in there in his office, right?
Yes.
There's one wee light. So I didn't see him in there. So I walked literally just to the end of the hallway and back. So, just maybe 20 feet past his office and back.
Right.
And the timing was just exact as I'm walking right past his door, he ventures out of the darkness.
Right.
And I think jumped actually. It's unexpected.
It was like, because Dave's so much taller than me, the sound came from above.
Yes, of course. And he jumped. And he jumped.
And this is the sound he made. He said, and I was like,
that's an extended noise.
I was like, dude, my hair's different.
He got mad at me.
He wasn't ready for it.
Well, I was just like between the fall and then I'm coughing and I was like, this is an extreme morning. Then we come in here and it's 95 degrees.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm like, they're trying to kill me today. The universe is trying to kill me. I was mad at the situation. I felt bad because I gave Dave the dirtiest look.
Oh, she was so mad at me. I'm like, I just didn't see you.
I felt pork chops and stuff fly out.
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
knocked
well,
a couple chops
that's how
up.
I go.
Dave killed him.
This is how I go.
Yep.
I'm like, that's not cool.
You scared him to death.
You scared each other.
And I found out that under extreme fright, I'm deadly silent.
Oh, he doesn't make a sound.
Sociopathic or something.
Yeah.
Because I was just like.
There's two ways to handle it.
One way when you're really scared, you shouldn't give away. So you're quiet. Yeah, you're like an actual away. Caveman. Dave, the saber-toothed tiger, would have come near the cave, and Dave would have went, oh! And then he's saber-toothed tiger food. I don't know how his ancestors survived. I don't know. Like, when you're scared, you need to shut up.
And we're supposed to be, my last name's Hunter, so we were probably hunters.
You guys were hunters,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Like, that's not the reaction for fright.
No, maybe
like Squidward.
My time with my dad just changed me.
Your dad messed you up.
He messed me up, right? My dad loves to scare me.
I felt so bad that I gave him such a dirty look, because it was like, I couldn't even, like, my face just was like, dude.
Yeah. No, it was God, like pure disgust. Like, you son of a bastard.
Damn. Jesus, I didn't see you.
I felt so bad. It was an overreactive face, but I was just like.
You've also been on Advil cold and sinus for about 3 days.
That messes you up.
3 days straight.
Yeah, my heart's been beating a little quicker.
Well, it's on camera too, right? Do they record the hallways?
Oh, yeah,
they do.
Oh, that would be. I'd love to one, see my reaction, and two, see your face, your bitter, angry face.
It was like a bad face.
Yeah.
I was like, it was like all the malice you could have in one look. I was like, but I think it was towards the day.
Yeah, you came in furious at this day.
Yeah, it was bad, man.
Yeah,
but I'm sorry I gave you that look, dude. It was not a real true feeling.
All right. We're really disgusted with me. But I'm generally not lurking around the hallways.
That's
you
the
said,
thing. It's so. Like 1 million times I've been here. Never has Dave been wandering around at that particular
right.
time.
No, he's looking for something. So yeah. He's just wandering the hall. He's like, I'm just looking for something. I don't know.
Just heard him. So that's Lisa's Dave voice now?
Yeah.
I'm just looking for something.
I mean, like, after the whole deal happened, like, Andy gave him the mean look, and then he's just like, I don't know what to do now. I'm just trying to find something.
Didn't mean to terrify you and knock those pork chops out of your heart.
Oh, dude.
Peel off.
And then,
huh?
like, it was cool because it was like, today, I feel like my bones are made of adamantium after that fall. I think all that chocolate milk has fortified my bones.
Oh, wow. That's goodness.
With such calcium. Because I'm a fall risk, I think. Like how they have at nursing homes.
Yeah.
They're like, he's a put a big flag up on
he's
your
a
door.
Fall risk. You got to watch him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sign out special bracelet.
There's you've got one of those walkers with the tennis balls.
It might as well.
Yeah. We'll get you one.
Good God.
Well, that's good you have strong bones.
Yeah, I know.
Something to take away from this day.
I was like, geez.
Man, I never thought about that. Like, I gave up drinking milk probably 2 years ago.
Me too.
I just don't drink milk anymore at all. And I wonder if I'm just...
You are as brittle as Matthew Stafford.
I better not fall on my back.
You take calcium supplements, right?
Oh. Like, I could. Yes, I could.
I think about that, though, because I've stopped drinking milk.
Uh-huh.
Because I used to be like, well, I'm fat as all hell, but at least my bones are stronger.
You have other dairy, obviously, Chuck. You have cheese and different things.
I do. I eat some.
Cream.
Not a ton.
I said Andy will get the yellow socks at the hospital.
I do. I need yellow socks now.
Socks.
With
the grips at the bottom.
I got some of those trampoline socks you can have. They've got the grips on the bottom. I'll bring you a pair.
Thanks.
Sherry, our engineer, has worked.
Oh, amazing. Yeah.
Dude, I hope if they zoom in, that could be like a meme.
Well, are you out of your office, though, during that? Or are you still
He's just coming out of
just
the
coming
doorway.
Out.
Okay, so.
And then the encounter happened in the hallway.
Yeah.
I want to get a zoom in and a freeze frame on Andy's angry face.
I
want to
also see Dave's
like direct
terror.
Eye contact.
I know.
Jesus, man, I'm sorry. It was just a scare.
Which way does it record?
I think down, so like we'd be coming head on to it.
Okay.
Yeah, that it would see us. Yeah.
We don't have that working anymore. Isn't
well, that's just not on.
Yeah, it's not on.
We're just, we just can't tell in here.
They're not showing you guys what's happening.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I didn't find
salespeople are coming.
The part of my keys, and I did scare Andy, so it was unsuccessful.
that was a bad run.
Yeah, did not work out so far. So hopefully your day gets better from here.
Yeah, I'm hoping, man. That was wild.
Green bean.
It's a rough start so far.
That was a wild one.
Not good.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Which superhero role has The Rock just signed on to play? He just announced he's taking on a superhero role. I'm amazed it's taken this long to get him into the superhero universe. Yeah. It's going to be in the DC universe.
Mm.
And he's going to play Black Adam. He took that role from me. I was this close to
Black Adam. That's the enemy of Shazam.
Started out as the enemy of Shazam, but I guess he's been kind of redefined lately as more of an anti-hero. The Rock announced on Instagram yesterday with a post about this, and this is what he had to say. Like most kids growing up, I dreamed about being a superhero, having cool superpowers, fighting for what's right, always protecting people. It's all changed for me when I was 10 and first introduced to the greatest superhero of all time, Superman. As a kid, Superman was the hero I wanted to be. But a few years into my fantasy, I realized that Superman was the hero I could never be. I was a little too rebellious, too rambunctious, too resistant to convention and authority. Despite my troubles, I was still a good kid with a good heart, just like to do things my way. Now, years later, as a man with the same DNA I had as a kid, my superhero dreams have come true. I'm honored to join the iconic DC universe, and it's a true pleasure to become Black Adam. Black Adam is blessed by magic with the powers equal to Superman, but the difference is he doesn't toe the mark or walk the line. He's a rebellious, one-of-a-kind superhero who'll always do what's right for the people, but he does it his way. Truth and justice, the Black Adam way.
Mm. Oh, and he's doing it for the paycheck. Please come see the movie.
I bet.
Please come see this movie.
Paid. Oh, my God, right?
That's a cool picture, though.
It is the artwork that he posted on his Instagram page. Just look up The Rock on Instagram. You'll see it there. It's looks cool. I think he might be the guy to breathe some life into the DC universe.
They need somebody big like that.
Yeah, it's just, I just don't really.
But DC's,
I don't know anything about Black Adam.
I don't know much about his character either.
I just don't know anything about
it. Well, we'll see, because John Cena's going to be in the next Suicide Squad, so maybe he'll help set the table there for Mr. Rock to come in as Black Adam. I have no clue. I don't think they really said who John Cena is. They just said he's in Suicide Squad, and he's currently filming it right now.
Wow.
I do not like most DC things.
Yeah, that's how I feel about Marvel.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Al's the same way.
Yeah.
He prefers DC. But
it said it's, well, no, this was
Al, you know much about this Black Adam?
No, not a lot. I sort of like Andy, just sort of the anti-Shazam is how we started off.
Right.
Right. Yeah, there was you know what Al might know about this? You ever hear of the series Kingdom Come?
Andy, there's so many things I don't know about. You're really rolling the dice here, pal. Yeah.
So there's like this DC series called Kingdom Come, and it's like all the DC superheroes in the future, and it was painted by a guy named Alex Ross. It's brilliant, but it's like this futuristic, like the world's ended. This like superhero from another world has come here and is like destroying stuff. Like Superman's old.
Right.
Green Lantern's dipped out.
Right.
Shazam, like I think is fat.
Oh, wow.
Shazam.
Shazam, I'd go see in a heartbeat.
Shazam.
Amazing.
I don't know. I didn't like Fat Thor much. I didn't like Fat Thor.
Fat Shazam with like superpowers, I think he's just going a little slower and running a little.
Eating a sandwich or something.
Yeah, he has a Big Mac in his hand.
Yeah, he just runs real fast through drive-thrus.
You better knock that off, Lex Luthor.
He uses his superpowers just to get to the front of the Popeyes lineup.
Yeah. Everybody
throws people.
I must get ready to be chicken chimney meme. Hey, rest in peace.
Yeah.
Here comes Black Adam.
You're laughing, but Fat Shazam's my only chance to be a superhero.
Al Beck is Fat Shazam.
Amazing.
By the way, according to this article, James Cena is expected to take on the role of Christopher Smith, a.k.a. the Peacemaker.
Who knows who that is?
Who is the Peacemaker?
No clue. I'll have to Google that guy, too.
God damn it.
So that's the role he's apparently playing in Suicide Squad.
DC.
That's what they say on the internets. Anyway, a 74-year-old guy is accused of getting his entire church high on weed cookies. Several people aged 12 to 70 ended up in emergency rooms on that day complaining of adverse effects from the cookies, which they reported as tasting a little too salty.
They were salty.
Little salty. this happened at St. John's Apostle Catholic Church in Bloomington, Indiana. Six people thought they were having just some sinfully delicious cookies. As it turns out, they were correct. A 74-year-old parishioner, identified only as Mr. Jones, is now accused of lacing the cookies with THC.
Mr. Jones.
Mr. Jones. That'll be old Mr. Green.
I got everybody high. What's wrong with me? I haven't believed in God in 50 years. What's wrong with me? I can't stop laughing. It's hilarious. They're all high. Oh, they thought they were so sick. Oh, that's hilarious to me. Oh, my God.
It would be.
You want a bong rip? Jones? Sure. Nice. There you go. Get you some, fella.
This was in Bloomington, Indiana.
Why did he do that?
They just say that the people aged 12 to 70 ended up in the emergency room. Mr. Jones initially admitted to making the cookies, but denied adding an illegal substance to them. Then the police obtained a warrant to search his home, and that's when they found Mr. Jones's secret. It was an orange pill bottle containing capsules of a brown oily substance, which later tested positive for marijuana. The old gentleman baker turned himself in after a warrant for his arrest was issued. He's been charged with criminal recklessness and possession of hash oil.
Can't even trust the cookies at church.
Yeah. I'm getting everybody high on hash. Oh, I swear to God, tomorrow I'm getting everybody high. Or my name isn't Mr. Jones.
Yeah. Hey, Jones.
What do you need?
These are pretty salty cookies you got here.
Why don't you like bitch about it a little more? Give it a minute. You'll be in a coma soon.
Father Daniel Mahan of the church says, we're praying for everyone involved, and we're praying for Mr. Jones.
Just praying for Mr.
Don't
Jones.
Don't pray for me.
I'm going to pray for you.
I wish I would have got you high.
I am. You know I'm watching my figure.
Well, you know what? You're real weird. I got to tell you, right out of the gate, you're a weirdo.
Gather around, children.
Get away from him.
The father said, we are keeping in prayer those who took ill that Sunday, and we are praying for justice with mercy as well.
Come on, kids. Let's go to the back room. I can teach you more.
Oh, no.
With mercy.
They put that in their sermon or whatever about the weed cookies.
Oh, yeah. <It's just> like...
Pray for Mr. Jones. That's hilarious. He's like, I didn't put anything in those cookies.
the cookies
He's like, oh, geez, the jig is up, huh? Oh, coppers, huh? Yeah, you got a warrant, too, it says here. Woo! All right, go in there, see if you find anything.
Vials.
Found it right away.
Found all my droppers, huh?
You found all that hash oil. I'm so high.
Whew.
I love weed.
Mr. Jones. I mean, I can see if you've lost your mind and you're Mr. Jones, the fact that you would think it's just this really funny thing.
Yeah.
Like, but to them, it's not.
Right.
No.
They're scared. They're scared. The 12-year-old kid was scared.
Jesus Christ!
You know?
Yeah. 12 to 70 was the age range there, so...
When I get out, I'm putting mushrooms in them. Next time. Thanks for the pizza, Mr. Jones. There you go. Get you some, yeah. That's a Mr. Jones special there.
Oh, those mushrooms taste awful.
Oh, you'll see God, all right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I saw this video. This kid reminds me of a little green bean.
Yeah.
And it's more of like the attitude of the guy.
All right.
It's an 11-year-old guy. He's standing in front of a Chick-fil-A in Cheektowaga, New York, which is near Buffalo, the, okay. the butthole of the earth.
Yes.
The store is brand new. And as one of the first 100 customers, this kid won a year's worth of free food. Awesome. So the news yeah. talked to him, right? Like, yeah, how did it feel to be one of the kids? His answer, I don't know. I just love it. It just made me think of green bean. This is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to go check it out there. This is how he answered that question on the news.
Well, I'm here in the freezing cold getting free chicken sandwiches because the food tastes great. I mean, there's no, I mean, it's chicken. It's fried chicken. I like fried chicken. I'm here in the freezing.
I would have said the same thing. I would have said it at 35.
Yeah, it's the same answer. He gave the same answer.
Your whole life.
Yeah.
Mr. Green, why are you here?
Look, it's free chicken. It's cold. I like chicken. I mean, it's fried chicken. What else you want from
me? Okay, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
That's about all we need.
That's perfect.
Oh,
yeah.
That's the best.
I love this little guy.
My God.
Yeah. Here is one more time talking to the news in case you missed part of it.
Well, I'm here in the freezing cold getting free chicken sandwiches because the food tastes great. I mean, there's no, I mean, it's chicken. It's fried chicken. I like fried chicken.
He's a little dumbfounded by the questions.
He's like, wait, your mind's really that blown?
Yeah. You're really dumb, lady.
Why wouldn't I be here?
He's the next one. There's one of us in every state.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
There's a green bean born every 13 years.
It's amazing.
Every 13 years under a full moon. Right amount of alcohol between the parents.
Yes.
Another green bean.
He has come. The green bean.
Fun to check in with him as an adult. Like, what happens to him? Like,
he's like, I'm on a radio show.
You know? Yep, Buffalo's finest.
On a big Buffalo wake up show, you know, I do my thing. No big deal. No big whoop. Still getting free chicken.
Still love chicken.
Still love chicken.
I love chicken.
Yep. Still loving it, huh?
I love telling it how it is.
How was that year with free chicken?
It was all right. You know, it didn't change anything. I got a little fatter. That was unfortunate. Nobody told me about that in Buffalo. I didn't want to grow up with a buffalo body. I'll tell you that.
Sure,
right?
Yeah.
I wish bodies. Buffalo bodies. The bodies of buffalo.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Terrifying.
Ooh. A new library at Cornell University has see-through floors.
Hmm.
Clearly, they did not design this with women in skirts and dresses in mind.
Oh, my God.
I just saw someone's post. They were in Mexico City, and there was like a floor like this, but it's cloudy glass.
No, this is graded floors, and you can. There's a view looking up.
Well, this is amazing architecture.
I love a library. books.
I just am a reading fool.
The sleek new library at Cornell University has a design flaw that allows people to see up the skirts of anyone browsing for books. State-of-the-art building, which took more than $21 million to build over 5 years, features elevated platforms with see-through graded floors that'll put you on full view as soon as people pass below.
Do people just assume that girls are going to be wearing skirts?
But even guys say that if they're not wearing underwear, people would be in for a show.
Well, like in shorts?
Yeah.
Shorts.
Loose shorts, maybe, in some of them.
Like super loose.
Yeah, like Dave.
All right. One woman said she could not believe it when she visited the library for the first time. She said, I'm 100% sure a man designed this. Now I have to be mindful of what I wear just to go to the library.
Well, you couldn't even be in high heels, right, Lisa? I mean, you'd fly right through that thing.
Yeah, you'd kill yourself.
Unless it looks like there might be a glass top to it when you see it that
probably.
Way.
Whoa.
So they have to smoke the glass. So, yeah, this, like the video, I think it was the guys in Fantagram are in Mexico City right now, and they're took a video looking up, and you could see just the silhouettes of people. And it even said, because I think it was the girl that was doing it, she was like, I can see up your skirts.
Mm-mm.
And it was cloudy glass, but you could tell that there were people walking around up there in skirts.
So they spoke to multiple women who have noticed the upskirt potential for this. Some people just decided they'll never go back to the library again. This woman wants the school to take steps to cover the platforms with a less see-through material, but the architect who did it, Wolfgang Taschepeller.
Oh, my God.
Wolfgang.
He said that adding any kind of, like, you know, cloudy look to it would ruin the building's airy, open design.
Get over yourself, Wolfgang.
Wolfgang said coverings on top of the grating would literally destroy the project. The flow of space and the flow of air are essential for this project.
Okay, Wolfgang.
Sometimes architects are weird.
They're usually weird.
Yeah.
Like when it's a building, dude.
And he's full of himself.
Yeah,
exactly. Look, Don't change my thing.
Look how ruins the floor of the
You building. Could just look right. I mean, a pervert would just stand there pretending he's looking at book for hours.
Where do you think I'm going? I'm going to the goddamn library. It's pervert heaven there.
Just throw down some carpets over top of it, right?
Jesus.
Wolfgang, just throw down a couple.
Ruins the project.
Throw down a couple carpets.
The only Wolfgang that I like, there's two. Rob Zombie's changed his name to Wolfgang. And then, of course, the delicious foods of Wolfgang Puck.
Oh,
Wolfgang
yeah.
Puck.
Wolfgang Puck.
He's the man.
I also enjoy Wolfgang Amadeus.
Oh, yeah.
Mozart.
Yes, him. I just know him as Mo.
Yeah, I know you do. I know him only as Wolfie.
But this Wolfgang, Taschepeller, he doesn't seem like the best guy.
Yeah, no. He's real serious about his stuff, huh?
Well, you screwed up. You screwed the pooch, Wolfgang.
Yeah, you did.
Taschepeller.
Mm-hmm. And it's not just one floor. It looks like
all the way
you
up.
Can look down and see
the way up.
Like
you
five
take binoculars,
levels.
I swear to God, you see five different sets of panties.
Oh my God, that's nice.
Yeah, damn.
This place is beautiful.
Pervert the library's like just packed with people now.
Right? Yeah.
Never
all
before.
Men. All and, men. Yeah.
Everybody
pervy
in sweatpants.
Dudes all on the bottom floor.
Loose stained sweatpants.
Listen, mm-hmm. We've said before, if you're going in for an operation, maybe it's a good idea just to write on you what you're getting done.
It is. It really is.
Because a dude went in for a circumcision, an adult circumcision.
Lay it on us, Dave.
And instead, it could have been worse.
Okay.
They gave him a vasectomy.
Mm. Oh, okay.
At least they didn't
reversible.
Take his dong right off.
I thought they gave him a vagine.
There's the story from WHO-TV. Who TV?
Zaza, a 38-year-old Burmese man, was sent to the Iowa clinic with a referral letter for circumcision. The letter was also faxed.
Four places on the referral form said circumcision, 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 circumcision.
Zaza's attorney, Mark Harding, says the letter was to help with Zaza's trouble speaking English, but he signed more forms at the clinic.
The interpreter had filled out intake forms, and the interpreter, the one that remembered it, said we filled out that it was to cut the skin. And that particular document ended up being shredded.
In January of 2016, instead of circumcision, Dr. Kevin Berusing performed a vasectomy on Zaza.
Zaza never understood what they were trying to get across. That was their duty. That was their job to go ahead and get that across.
But then they shredded.
Harding says they tried to come to an agreement with the Iowa clinic before trial.
Yeah, they blamed him. They said, you know, he should have known that, you know, he should have known that we were wrong in the way we were doing it. He was, and they were pointing the finger at him the whole way through. Oh,
yeah. Wednesday, a jury handed down a $2 million verdict saying Dr. Berusing shouldered 70% of the blame, Zaza 30.
Dr. Berusing, you know, he was the professional. He was the one that should have gone ahead and made sure, because he was going to be the one that was going to be cutting on the body.
The Iowa clinic responded to Wednesday's verdict saying, quote, we are grateful for the jury's hard work and are pleased that no fault in this matter was assigned to the Iowa clinic. It is important to note the physician involved in this case has not been on staff with the clinic for more than a year.
Just last April, a Panora man was awarded over $12 million after the Iowa clinic wrongly diagnosed him with prostate cancer.
I'm not going there.
Caused nerve damage, negatively impacting his marriage. Mark Harding sees a clear pattern.
Paperwork was not handled properly. Yeah, I think that there's a lot of similarities.
Iowa,
man. Terrible.
And that's who we turn to at the very first part of this whole.
They decide a lot of things.
They decide a lot of stuff, huh?
Yep.
Iowa. Des Moines.
Yep.
My God.
Goddamn Des Moines. The Iowa Clinic.
Census.
Those That could be a horror movie the likes of Tusk.
As Lisa said, though, at least it's reversible. I mean, it could have been so much worse. And they did, you know, they're going to pay him a couple $1 million for the mistake.
I do not think I go to this Iowa clinic anymore. I don't know what they do to me next time.
It'd be nice. Like, that's pretty easy, $2 million.
Yeah, that's a you decent know, amount.
When people talk about vasectomy and like, it's not that bad. They say $2 million, even if it stung a little bit.
So there's a chain of restaurants that's testing gender-neutral cocktails. So guys can order girly drinks without shame.
What's it called?
Well, like, so instead of having to order a Cosmopolitan, you'd say, drink number one, please.
Mm.
It's just numbered. You don't have to call it by name. And then they say you won't get razzed for not ordering something more manly. But you still got to drink it. Right? You still have to drink it.
Drinking the old cocktail number one.
You see it when it's pink and it shows up at your table.
Exactly. I mean, I get it. You're not screaming it across the bar.
Yeah, like, Cosmopolitan!
It's like two white Zins! Two white Zins over here!
Me and the boys want some Zimas!
Do you think it would be for guys that do want to order a girly drink? And then, James, you've admitted you've ordered girly drinks in the past.
Yeah, that's all I drink is girly drinks.
Yeah, yes.
All
would you prefer if you could say, I'll
take
drink
care.
Number
Someone's
three?
Someone's going to laugh at me because I'm drinking a fuzzy navel or a, you know, a slippery nipple or whatever. I don't care.
One slippery
I like
nipple.
I like.
Yeah, but you're different.
Yeah.
Some guys.
I mean, but yeah, I know there's a lot of guys that are really embarrassed about that kind of stuff. So they
I don't like to have to go to a bar and because I don't drink a lot. If I have to go to a bar and get a girly drink, because it just looks like I want it.
Oh, yeah. My favorite part of dinner the other night was we all were ordering drinks. I'm like, I'll have the Manhattan, and Amber ordered a martini, and then James is like, I'll have your finest Diet Coke, please.
I'll have a glass of your finest Diet Cola, please. And he brought out a little glass bottle of Coke. It was pretty sweet.
It was their finest bottle.
Yeah.
I was like, this is a good year. What's this? Oh, yeah, it's 2019. Perfect.
Very nice.
Taste it. Do you like it, Mr. Campbell?
Yes, excellent. It's an excellent year.
Is that a good year?
Yes. A great year for the Diet Coke.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. No, I like that as well. Yeah, James is not a guy who minds, but I can see some guys out there that care, but you still have to drink them. Unless they give it to you in like a dark mug and no one knows what's in it or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my secret. I like me a Cosmopolitan.
Give me the number 69.
You always order that 69.
Yeah, I don't know what to do.
I love
it. Put it in something like metal.
Yeah, I feel like if they were to do that, put it in a different glass, like that would make it better.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
Some of the craft beers that you get when they come in these weird little cocktail glasses with all these hoops and bends and
stuff. Yeah, who needs all that?
Can you just put it in like a pint glass?
Yeah.
Does it really change the flavor of the beer that much?
I don't like some of the beers you order with the craft beers and they come out in like this fancy little goblet.
Well, that's what he's saying. Like they got all sorts of hooks and
weird, like a weird little chalice. I'm like, why is there like four hoops in here?
Well, the glass is designed to release some of the bubbles at the proper
your nose first level. And then it's beer, dude.
Yeah, I'm gonna drink 20 of these.
I'm not gonna taste anything by the end of this night.
Yeah, whether it works for them, I don't know. Oh, I guess they said too they made the drinks colorless.
Well, colorless is better, I guess, but
just like a big burly dude comes in, you're like, listen, I'm fresh off a trail. I don't was that a daiquiri's number two?
Yeah, I was gonna say that, like, you order number two, and then I go back and I give you one of those yard glasses, and it's all full of like a slushy.
Thank you. That's my secret, right?
Yeah,
no one
will tell.
I felt such shame.
David, how are you?
No one will say what.
Not too bad, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing okay, thanks. What's your comment?
I don't understand how they consider a Cosmo a girly drink when it's like 90% vodka.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
True. That's just a color, I guess.
It's basically a glass of pink vodka. I mean, you know, you drink two of those things and you were messed up.
Well, okay, so like the drink I ordered at the restaurant we went to Friday night is a Stoli Doli.
Yeah.
And that's just
what's
vodka.
In that?
It's just
fruit?
No, what they do is they put like a big container, they fill it with pineapple, and then they fill it with Stoli vodka.
Yeah.
And then they just let it sit there for weeks.
Yeah.
And then all it is it's you know, put in with ice shaken and poured into a glass.
Yeah, like pineapple
infused.
So it's pineapple infused, but it's just vodka.
But it seems.
Right.
I had a tequila. I had a tequila version of that. The fruit that's been soaked in tequila.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah.
And I drank it. And that was a time that's I'll rough. Never forget because I threw up so hard in a parking lot that I burst blood vessels in my eyes.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Blood in my eyes for like 2 weeks.
Now, was it because you drank too many of them?
There's a set of factors.
There's a lot of things.
That was a lot of them.
There's a set of factors that come into play.
Yep.
We can't go through all of them.
So many factors.
There's lots of factors.
Lots of factors.
You get lost in the minutiae of the deep.
It's algebra.
You don't want to dig too deep into that.
X equals Y.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.